You knew Hades was going to be tough. You got some good competition there. The Kansas teams come up, you know, finishing second to a team like that with what the competition brings. Not a bad thing at all, is it?
No, you know, I thought we had a nice day. A lot of great competition. You know, we always knew Hades coming in was going to be a tough team to beat. But I thought we gave him a pretty good run. You know, finished with 121 points, which was a really good day for us. Just some great competition all the way through, you know, with Menden and Holdridge and Colby and Hayes, and just some very, very good competition.
Josiah Wilkinson, wow, what a run by that young man, breaking the 400-meter record. That's a great run on his home track, isn't it?
That's correct. You know, Eric Otto set that record back 1999, if it remembers Eric Otto. You know, he was a very strong runner for Lexington. It's pretty nice to have Josiah break that record. He had a beautiful day to do it, you know, but not much competition. Really ran that all by himself and pushed himself through and ran a really nice time.
Yep, and your two relays, you know, came alive there. I know that 4x1, boy, it was chaos, that final exchange, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, the Hayes boy coming, the third runner coming into the four, had to really reach and stretch out to get to that fourth guy, and really he fell down and rolled into our lane, which took out Miles, and which also impeded us. And then, our baton went out of the exchange zone. Now that there's some discrepancy on whether or not that's a disqualification by going out of the exchange zone. I guess we deemed that yes, even though we were impeded with, but the baton rolling out of the lane, out of the exchange zone, you know, we deemed that was probably a disqualification for us, even though, we did not impede anybody or, interfere or gain an advantage by going to get the baton and finishing the race. But, it's a very unfortunate, you know, if it's district day or, you know, the state meet or whatever, you file a petition and protest and get a rerun the race. So we didn't do that today, but we could have, but just decided not to.
And then that 4x4 was, got off to a great start, and just in case Colby had some, had a pretty good team as well, and still you ran 334, not too bad.
Not too bad. You know, we ran 334 a week ago at Aurora, you know, in the wind and the gale. Boys were a little tired, more tired today, just the way it goes some days, you know, you're a little more fatigued than others, and still run 334, which is a very nice time. I think we'll drop that down quite a ways yet, I think, as our kids continue to get in better shape. So we're really looking for that time to drop as we go through the week, or through the year. You know, Friday's another day. We got to go race at Broken Bow, see some great competition up there as well. So see what happens.
You had a chance to see everybody today, your JV and varsity kids, and I'm sure you saw a lot of promise in some of those younger kids too, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of promise in our young guys. You know, we had some guys run some nice races. Austin Quint, I thought, ran a really nice quarter for a sophomore. He ran a 55 quarter. So that's really nice to see from him. We got some nice young guys that are doing some good things. Our triple jumpers are still, you know, they're just young guys, and that's what we have to remember, is they're freshmen, and, you know, they're still jumping in the 38s. And hopefully that we will see them improve and get to those 40-foot marks as we go through the season.
Can't forget Osney in the hurdles. 15-4 in the highs, and pretty competitive race and the 300-meter hurdles.
Yeah, I thought Osney had a really good day. You know, he ran the highs and won the highs at 15-4. You know, I thought Davian also ran a very nice flight of 110s and Quinn as well. I thought that our hurdlers ran really well. In the 300s as well, Osney ran really well. Coach Taylor says he led of the eight hurdles, he hit six of them with the wrong lead leg. So, it's just things. It's just timing things, and that'll come along as we go.
Bo will be a tough one. Boy, a lot of this panhandle schools and other conference schools. Boy, it's going to be a barn burner to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great meet. There's some very good competition. Weather looks to be fairly decent. Hopefully we don't have a southwest wind, so we don't have to smell the cows. But, hopefully we have some nice weather, not too warm. It looks like it's going to be in the 80s maybe. So that's going to dictate a little bit of what we do. But, you know, I thought we had a nice day today. Mother Nature was kind to us today. It was much better than Friday would have been, so a lot better marks than what we would have seen then.